You're listening to SBS News.
Health officials in the United States are fighting the pandemic on several fronts as vaccination efforts progress. But the likelihood of meeting President Joe Biden's target of delivering at least one vaccine to 70% of adults by July 4th is diminishing. US infectious diseases expert Dr. Anthony Fauci is warning the Delta variant is a big concern and it could put eradication efforts at risk.
Similar to the situation in the UK, the Delta variant is currently the greatest threat in the US to our attempt to eliminate COVID-19. Good news, our vaccines are effective against the Delta variant. Conclusion, we have the tools, so let's use them and crush the outbreak.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki admits the vaccine goal is likely to be reached a couple of weeks after the Independence Day deadline. Ms. Psaki is also reporting vaccine hesitancy in certain pockets of the US population.
We were seeing in communities of color or some more conservative communities, and we've seen it's been a great deal more difficult to get young people between the ages of 18 and 26 vaccinated than adults who are older than that.
The AstraZeneca vaccine has been successful in protecting patients against the Kappa and Delta variants of COVID-19. And on Tuesday, India said it had inoculated more than 8.8 million with vaccines against coronavirus in a single day. Vaccine recipient Harsha says he expects the free vaccine program will be popular.
The number of people who are going to get vaccinated, I think it will get increased because people in rural areas are more concerned about the money which they are going to pay for the vaccination. So I hope this free vaccination drive will encourage people to come and get vaccinated more.
But India's health ministry is reporting 22 cases of a new variant termed Delta Plus. Federal Health Secretary Rajesh Hussain says this same variant has been found in 8 other countries.
Variant of interest ki shreni mein rakha gaya hai. Or variant of concern ki shreni mein ye nahi hai.
The more worrying variant remains the highly contagious Delta, first detected in India, while Delta Plus is being closely watched. And the pandemic is showing no signs of slowing down in other parts of the world. Coronavirus restrictions are returning to the Russian capital of Moscow due to a sharp rise in cases. Some restaurants in Russia have even started turning away patrons who are unvaccinated. Customers must now produce a code to show they've had a vaccine, a recent negative test result, or have recovered from the virus within the past 6 months. The hospitality industry is reporting the measures have led to long lines of patrons waiting to receive vaccines. Tech worker Nikolai Basukov is supporting the vaccine rush.
The faster everyone gets vaccinated, the better, so that the lockdown measures can be eased, like mask wearing.
And in the Pacific, the coronavirus outbreak is expanding in Fiji, with almost 200 new cases reported in the past 24 hours. Since the start of the pandemic, more than 2,000 infections have been recorded and 9 lives have been lost. And an Australian traveller who returned from Wellington, New Zealand, has tested positive to coronavirus. The country's health ministry believes the person contracted the virus before they visited New Zealand. Quarantine-free travel from New South Wales to New Zealand has been paused for 72 hours. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.